Today we'll be doing Sif Nun Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Yachnas Haratu Atocha Ma'avarta V'yasa Kesher Kimendalus B'shal Roshu Chimin Yud B'shal Yad L'hashlam Osios Shakayim Hashin Shabishal Rosh. We take the Ritzua and pass it through the Ma'avarta, the back part of the tefillin where the strap goes through, and you make a knot like a dalit on the Shal Rosh and like a Yud on the Shal Yad, and then when you take that together with the Shin that's carved or that's pressed at the top of the Shal Rosh, you spell out the name of Shin Dal of Shakai, which is the name of Hashem. The Rama says, "V'noagim lahavir or al habayis shoyal lerochav hazroa v'yarachbo kirochav habayis." Our minhag is that we take leather and we pass it over the width of the shel yad, and that it should cover the width of the bayis. Lo yasa haksharim, ala la'acher she'asa hashin mitfilin. We don't make the knots until after we make the shin on the tefillin. V'acharkach yasa adalus, acharkach hayud kaseder osios hashim. You have to make the letters of shin dalid yud in order. So first you make the shin, then the dalid on the shel rosh, followed by the yud on the shel yad. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzukat and Reish Lamed Beis tells us yasa kesher v'kesher shel tefillin hu alachal moshvi. The notion of having a knot on your tefillin is a halachah l'moshe misinai. The nearest shetzarich la'asoso l'shma v'lo yaseo katan. It must be done l'shma, and a katan is not allowed to make it. K'min dalus v'yishos and kesher k'min mistuma shenir k'shnei dalus and mishnei tzadin ragul shalzev etzad rosh shalzev v'ayim b'sefer teferes ariyah shevi b'shem chuvim me'ava v'hiskimim u'ladina te'ilu ha'osim kesher shal dalus mechuvan yoser ladina. So there are different minhagim about whether you should make a single dalut on the back of the shal rosh or a double dalut. So there are different minhagim about which one is more correct. Gam lo yase kesher ha'asu he'shamed anav. You also should not make a knot that's not going to stay in place. So there's a story that's quoted in the Eliyahu Rabba of a person who took off his tefillin and he noticed that the kesher of the shel yad came apart, and he told him that you should put it back on, and you should say Shema without and you should put it on without a bracha, because the mitzvah tefillin applies all day. According to Rashi, that the knot of the yud is part of the halacha moshe misinai. This person was not yet yod to the mitzvah tefillin. Lahavir hatam lefisha tefillin shel yad mesimino some tachas habegadim umisnanedim v'nefsadim umiskalkim lechachnu agu lahavir ritzu azu alein lechazakan v'yachshu bidlo aratzos lo nuagu b'zah. So the reason why they used to have this minhag to put the ritzuos over the tefillin shel yad was to keep it in place, because when you would put your shirt sleeve over the tefillin, they would tend to move out of place. So you wanted to keep it firmly in place. But our minhag today is not to do that. El liachar ritzu b'mar kinachon. But if it happens that the knot of your shel rosh is undone, all you have to do is fix it, and you don't have to undo the shel yad first before fixing it. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll begin Siman Lamed Gimel tomorrow.